720 WGN, John Hansen here, your Money Matters, chatting with Kelly Cahill, who's a VP of Strategic Communications at Common Ground Alliance and Damage Prevention Action Center. We're going to break down what all that means. First of all, hi, Kelly. How are you doing today?
Hi, John. I'm well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Tell us a little bit about Common Ground Alliance. What's that all about?
Sure. We're the National Trade Association dedicated to preventing damage to buried utilities, as well as the workers and communities that are served by those important utilities.
I'm always surprised at how many groups there are that advocate and get around certain causes, and apparently the need is great. I didn't quite realize how many of us all around have made a big mistake digging around our yards.
It happens more frequently, certainly, than any of us would like. In Illinois last year, more than 2,600 times buried utilities were damaged last year. That's about 7 times each day.
Oh.
And most of that damage is preventable.
What happens when you do hit a line? Obviously, it probably matters what you hit, how severe you hit it. I guess I'm just trying to put a scope on the problem that this ultimately causes, the dollars and maybe more that it costs us and the utilities.
Sure. The consequences, as you indicated, can have a wide range. If you're digging into something like a natural gas line or electric, there can be immediate safety concerns, obviously. But even with digging into things like water that can be at a high pressure, for example, or digging into telecommunications lines that keep us connected to critical services like 911, we've seen several 911 centers be impacted by this issue over the last several years. So in one way or another, all of these consequences can cause fatalities, for example, and can be quite serious. In lesser circumstances, they can cause serious interruptions for our daily lives when we don't have the utilities that we depend on. On a national level, it costs us about $30 billion each year to manage this issue. And so we're really trying to make an impact and get folks to do the right thing.
At Common Ground Alliance, do you guys work with a lot of these utility centers to just get the word out? Obviously, they've got to come out and fix the issue if it messes up to the tune of $30 billion over a year. Is that who really is getting in your ear to get in our ear about this?
Yes, utilities are among our 4,000 members, as are 811 centers, including the two that serve Illinois. There's 811 Chicago in the city and Julie 811 that covers the rest of the state. But either way, when you call 811, you will be routed to the appropriate local 811 center for your state. Other folks who are involved in this issue and in this industry include professional utility locators. Those are the folks who, when you contact 811, because you're going to dig, will come out and use a color-coded system of paint and flags to let you know which types of utilities are underground so that you can avoid them.
Yeah. I have had Julie basically living in my yard, I feel like, the last 2 years. We put up a fence last year, and the contractor was responsible for calling Julie, and that all went well. They obviously are pros at calling Julie. They know what they're doing. We hope, certainly, although I imagine you guys advocate for businesses and independent contractors to be aware of all the rules and regulations as well. We had a landscaping company come out and dig a couple holes and do a couple trees. And this year, I decided, Kelly, oh, I want to plant a couple trees. And there was a little back and forth between me and my spouse about, do I really need to call Julie? I think I remember where the flags were last year. And we ultimately decided to do it. And I'm obviously, Kelly, I imagine you're saying, well, good, I'm glad you did. But I actually just found the whole thing to be really simple. It didn't take all that long. I think within a day or two, maybe 3 days, they were out. It was all marked. It wasn't like a big delay in my project. I found the whole thing to be really easy to use.
Well, first, let me congratulate you on making the correct decision there to contact 811. And you bring up several important points. Landscaping and fencing are some of the most common activities where folks do skip that contacting 811 beforehand. They think maybe it's not as deep, it's not as serious as some utility worker, things like that. It's really important that you do it every single time, and particularly, as you mentioned, when you're repeating work year after year, you might think you already know where those utilities are buried. Always assume that you do not. Even though you might have a great memory, and I certainly don't doubt yours, John, things like weather, erosion, and simple repairs to utilities can change either your perception of where they were or the reality of where those are located. So it's always safer to contact 811 before any digging project, no matter how small you may think it is.
Yeah, not to mention what ultimately really convinced me was AT&T had installed some fiber in our neighborhood. There were signs all over the place. I remember some work happening. I don't remember where they were, and I was like, boy, I don't want AT&T on my case.
That's right. You know, damage. If you do accidentally cause a damage, the costs can be in the thousands of dollars, and that's to say nothing of the social cost of, you know, if you knock out the big game for your neighborhood or something like that.
Yeah, that's no good. Actually, that's a great point, and maybe this depends on local law or state law, or maybe it's federal law. I don't know. Do you bear the burden of the repair as the person who made the mistake?
It really depends on the circumstance, John, but it is why, you know, when you mentioned having contractors work on your lawn, often the folks who put the shovel in the ground are the ones who are responsible. So even if you are hiring contractors to do the work, it's really important just to have that conversation with them. As you mentioned, these folks are professionals, so we hope most of them are doing the right thing, but it's just worth the conversation.
Yeah, so if you got some work coming on, why don't you go ahead and ask them to make sure? That's exactly what we did. I'm like, you got to call Julie. They're like, we're on it. Don't you worry. And that actually gave me confidence broadly that they knew what they were doing in general. It's like almost like an extra check on who you're hiring to work on your house or yard.
It is a great indicator of professionalism, absolutely.
Okay. Anything else you think we should know about this or our listeners should?
I just would emphasize that, again, every time you're digging, make sure you make that call. Shovels actually are the implement that causes the second most damage across the country. So don't think just because you're not using a gigantic backhoe that what you're doing is an important underground infrastructure. And I'd also just encourage folks to check out 811beforeyoudig.com to learn a little more.
Yeah, I got to say, I wasn't even planting that big of trees. It was hard to do. I'm going to leave that to the professionals, by the way, in the future, Kelly. Not because they then contact Julie. That was the easy part. Digging a hole is not easy, people. So let the professionals do it. Make sure they're talking to Julie or calling 811 in the Chicago city and again in the burbs as well. Kelly, I appreciate all that you do. Thanks for reminding us of some important stuff.
Thank you very much, John.
Great.